This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
808, what is this, Chagas? What are you saying?
It's called the Chagas bug, and it's called the kissing bug or the kissing disease because it bites you on the mouth and transmits this disease. I forget what the disease is called. And Louisiana is one of the 9 states in the U.S. where they're seeing large rates of transmission.
And what happens when you get it?
Let's see. When you get it, you wind up... Hold on a second. I didn't catch that part in Deborah's report.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off.
No, you're all right. Let's see. It comes from people biting in the face. People often don't know they have it. People might scratch. They might rub and then wind up getting the infection deeper. So it winds up causing itching, causing discomfort.
Because I'm just wondering if there are no symptoms. Are you really sick?
I don't know.
But after falls in the forest... Go ahead.
After infection, eyelid swells. You also wind up with fever, feeling tired, body aches, headache, rash, loss of appetite, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Oh, well, that's not good. You don't want that. No. You would know if you have that. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about the Amtrak train going to Alabama and what happens from here when we return here on WWL. 8:15 will be hotter today than it was yesterday, and then hotter tomorrow than it was today. And we had a little taste of fall, at least. Highs today, 85, 50% chance for showers, then dry all the way through Wednesday to Wednesday. Highs around 90 degrees for that whole stretch. Good thing tropics are quiet. No activity expected for the next 7 days. Sahara and dust, our friends, so we'll take it, right? John Spain joins us now, Executive Vice President of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, a member of the Southern Rail Commission. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
I just realized what Coleman, who was running Master Control, did there. He was playing a little train music for us. So tell me about the success of the Mardi Gras service.
We're very pleased with the inaugural run from Mardi Gras from the New Orleans to Mobile. And we've had about 3,264 people ride that train since the service started a week or so ago. So we're pleased with the ridership. People have found it. And it's a wonderful way for us to have people from the Gulf Coast come to New Orleans. A number of people used the train to come to the Saints game. It was actually
really
sold out. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it is. And I think people in the greater New Orleans area who might just want to spend the day on the coast can also go down to one of 4 stops along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, spend the day at the beach, do some exciting things, come back later that day or come back tomorrow. So we're finding people that are discovering it and using it to go both ways. And the train today runs 2 trips a day from New Orleans to Mobile, so you can go over in the morning, come back in the afternoon.
And
I would tell you that we rode it, and it's a gorgeous route. It's really beautiful.
I want to do it, John. I really do. I have not had a chance to do it yet, but that's awesome with the Saints game because you get out right there, and the dome is right there. It's like within walking distance.
Exactly.
That's a natural, man. And I would think it would also help the Saints to market to the whole metro area besides just New Orleans, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's literally a block and a half or so from the train station over to the dome. And so you could come in not only just for Saints games, but for concerts and special events in the dome, spend the day in New Orleans, you know, see the quarter, do whatever you want to do, and then call it the day or spend the night in one of the fine hotels and go back tomorrow.
Let me take a step back for a second. For people that don't quite understand what this is, they might have heard about it and forgot about it. Tell me about the Mardi Gras line. Let's go from the get-go, if we can, John.
Well, we used to have a passenger service that ran from Los Angeles all the way to Jacksonville and included the city of New Orleans. And in 2005, like so many things following Hurricane Katrina, the rail lines east of New Orleans and along the Mississippi Gulf Coast were destroyed. Mm-hmm. And eventually they were rebuilt, but the passenger service never continued past New Orleans. Freight service did, but the passenger service terminated in New Orleans. And so a number of people, both in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Southern Rail Commission, state officials have been talking about this for, you know, 20 years. And ultimately it took the cooperation of the federal government and state governments in three states. And we're restoring what was there. But in fairness, what we're really excited about is that many times in the old days, the trains would leave New Orleans at odd times and people couldn't get on them late or too early. And so we looked at the new route and said, let's find times that are more available and exciting to use. And so this is a route that, you know, has daily services going back and forth. As I said earlier, you can make a day trip out of it, a 2-day trip out of it, and just kind of choose what you want to do. And so in many ways, it's a higher quality experience than what we had before Katrina.
How does that number compare with what you anticipated, what you were expecting, 3,264?
It's much better. We're very pleased with it. We're very, very pleased with it. The you know, the word's getting out. There are about 134 seats on this train, and, you know, and so that's kind of the capacity. And so you can kind of see that in some days we had 80-90% ridership on the trains.
How do people go about getting tickets, John?
They go to Amtrak.com and just, you know, buy them.
It's that simple. You don't have to get them ahead of time. I mean, you can get them ahead of time because some of the trips have been sold out, right?
Well, yeah, if you know a specific date, you want to try and get on that train as quickly as you can or make your reservations and buy the tickets because, you know, it's certain days are going to be busier than others, and if they're major events like Saint games mm-hmm. and Saints games and other things, you can imagine that the tickets might go sooner. But, you know, we also know that this is an exciting startup and people are excited about it, but we hope that people who ride it, and you can go on Facebook, and a number of people who have ridden it have shared their experiences on Facebook, and they talk about how much fun it is and how exciting it is. It's not that much faster than driving, mm-hmm. but you get up, walk around. There's Wi-Fi. You can be productive. There's food and drink beverages both on the train, and so it's a wonderful experience, and it's easier than the traffic, and it's a predictable. You say you're going to leave New Orleans and get to Mobile or Gulfport or one of those places at a certain time. You get there on time, pretty close to it every time.
John, I'm at the point now where I'd have a driver if I could. I'd love to get on a train and just be able to do whatever I could and not have to worry about it. Ted, take me on a trip if you would, please. I board the train here in New Orleans. What's going to happen from there?
Well, you're going to head east, and you're going to go out across the Irregulies, and it's beautiful. And you know, we see some of the beautiful marsh and swampland of Louisiana that we all know is there but don't get to see as we will on a train. You eventually run along the Gulf Coast. You go across the Bay of Mobile, and it's just beautiful water, and it's a gorgeous ride, and it surprised me. I have driven that ride, as mm-hmm. you have many times, sure. on the interstate, but you're not, you know, close to the Gulf. And so you see some of the beauty of our state and Mississippi and Alabama, and then what's really happening is when you get into those Mississippi cities, they're so excited about this train that in many cases they've now got people who are coming up, companies that have golf carts, and they're actually taking you from the train down to their restaurants and spending the day on the coast, so you don't have to have a car there. And they're responding to the train, bringing people into their communities with special events, and they're welcoming people. And it's just really kind of exciting that businesses are prospering. People are seeing, you know, people come and visit their community, and they're coming into New Orleans to go to games and enjoy everything that New Orleans offers. So it's economic development. People are enjoying it. People are, you know, understanding that they have an alternative to the automobile. and just a lot of enthusiasm as people find out about it. And it's easy to do, and it's really, quite frankly, it's a lot of fun.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I don't think people realize that, in maybe sometimes people here that have not traveled don't realize, like in D.C. or Philadelphia or New York or whatever, or Boston, that, you know, people take mass transportation to the games. They don't drive. Few drive. A lot of them do in tailgate, but a lot of them take mass transportation. We'll pick it up. We come back about where this could lead, the success of this Mardi Gras service, where it could lead to other maybe Louisiana routes. We're talking with John Spain. He's the executive vice president of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, member of the Southern Rail Commission. 822 traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with John Spain, who is the executive vice president of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, member of the Southern Rail Commission. You know, we've always talked, John, about a reliable transportation, high-speed train, maybe between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Could this Mardi Gras route be set the pattern for that, or maybe indicate that something like that is viable?
Yes, absolutely. Let me also update you on my resume. I'm no longer with the Baton Rouge Area Foundation. I was there for 20 years and left there several months ago, and I'm now a senior advisor to the Pennington Biomedical Research Center.
Oh, okay. I just read what they give me, John.
I got it. I just wanted to correct
thank
that.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Yes. I mean, Southern Rail Commission was created by Congress back in 1982 to promote passenger rail in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama, the three Gulf Coast states. Each governor appoints 6 commissioners to serve on that. And so we have a number of routes that we've been working on for a long time. We're pleased that we've got the Gulf Coast now running, which we've talked about. Mm-hmm. The other two of interest to your listeners are the I-20. There is a plan that we would take the train that now leaves New Orleans and goes to Atlanta, and we'd split it at Meridian, Mississippi, and take it to Dallas-Fort Worth, which means that you'd get passenger service across the I-20 across the entire length and width of North Louisiana. And then the one that is closest to you in our hearts is that connection between Baton Rouge and New Orleans that we've been talking about for a long time. People forget that we used to do that, that there used to be a passenger connection between our two cities back into the late 60s and early 70s. And that service was terminated back in the early 70s, so we're trying to get it back. And so it's one of our primary projects. The Department of Transportation has funding now where they're actually studying it. Consultants are working on plans as to what that would look like. It would be, you know, a little over an hour, and John Bell Edwards, when he was governor in those last closing months of his term, we actually had a train come down, and a number of us got a chance to ride it. And we got on at the UPT in New Orleans and drove it to Baton Rouge. And again, I would just tell you, it's a gorgeous route. We don't appreciate how much of that beautiful Louisiana swampland and marshland between our two cities exists. And it's a fun route, and it's just a little over an hour. And, you know, the other thing is that if we drive between our two cities, we all, I guess, think it's a little over an hour. But it's a little over an hour until we get outside of each city. And depending on the day, the time, and the traffic, it could take us another 20, 30 minutes to get downtown. This train would move from the UPT to the downtown train station, which is proposed for downtown Baton Rouge, and it would have stops in Gonzales and Laplace. And the cities of Gonzales and Baton Rouge have collectively got $20 million to build train stations. So once we can confirm that the service starts, there's actually federal money there that would help those two cities start to be able to build those train stations or improve the stations that they have. So it's one of those rare times where there is money to help us with this project. We just have to have the planning completed and have then our state and local officials sign off and say we're ready to do it. Amtrak has publicly stated that they will do those two routes.
I hope it happens. Thank you, John. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. All right, 8:39. So this alleged letter, the Donald Trump thing with Epstein, this came from Epstein's estate?
Correct.
From 20 years ago?
Apparently so, yeah. The Epstein estate got a hold of it and gave it to congressional Democrats.
So the two scenarios are either, if you believe the president, this was faked 20 years ago, or the other scenario would be that somehow it was faked recently and somehow put into and purported to be from 20 years ago.
Which leads to the question, would the Bill Clinton letter from Epstein's 50th birthday also be faked?
Yeah. So I don't know. But it did come from the estate, right? That's
correct.
What I'm trying to
figure
that
out. Is okay. What the official line is from the Democratic Party.
And nobody knows how old the letter is, actually.
They do. It's from his 50th birthday, so do the math. I don't remember the exact year.
About 20 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so again, it would either have to be currently faked, or somebody would have had to have faked the president's signature, this to-be president's signature, Donald Trump's signature, 20 years ago.
That's right. Early to mid-aughts, somebody would have had to have faked the letter and forged his signature.
Not knowing that he would be president or anything else. Right.
If that's the logic that you're going to go with, yes.
Okay, all right. We'll take a break. Come back. I'm just trying to understand the timeline on all this. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak when we come back about the Saints here on WWL. 8:46, 14 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by WWL Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, talking about the Saints game Sunday, looking ahead to this game Sunday. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I'm back caught up on my sleep. I'm ready for another week. I can do it again. I'm ready to get hurt again.
Interesting you should say that, because I had an interesting night last night. But anyway, let's talk about what you saw as opposed to what you expected on Sunday afternoon in the Dome.
Yeah, you know, I with any real kind of locked-in expectations, because I wasn't sure what to expect. We hadn't really seen the full offense much throughout the preseason in terms of all the playmakers and the offensive line. We hadn't really seen the full defense much. What we saw was, you know, week one football, right? Mm-hmm. There was a lot of mistakes. There were some big plays that, you know, you'd like to have back. There were some missed opportunities you'd like to have back. But at the end of the day, I thought you saw a team that fought, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think this team, you know, it's easy to come out of that game and look at all the negatives and say, man, they, you know, it's super frustrating. They weren't able to win that game. But they went into that game as a 6.5-point underdog,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, they weren't getting a lot of chances to win that game. If you looked at the pregame shows, I don't think anyone was picking the Saints. So, you know, I think there's positives you can take out of that. Obviously, the Julian Blackman injury is going to be a major issue. They're going to have to figure that out. That's a real bummer. Mm-hmm. I thought he was playing well in that tandem. Was impressive, but I don't know. Like there's a lot of reasons to be negative, but I also think there's a lot of reasons to look at that game and say, hey, if they can clean some of those things up, that's a good Cardinals team that they just took to the edge. You know, probably should have won that game if they don't make a bunch of their own mistakes. So I don't know. I feel okay coming out of that game. I'm not gonna lie.
So, you know, you talk about the negatives. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as some low hanging fruit that they got to clean up. But that's encouraging to me that it's not. You know, understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think you know, if you come out of that game feeling really bad about it, it's because you don't realize the Cardinals are not a bad team. Like, I think the Cardinals have this reputation of being kind of this middling team. That's a playoff team, in my opinion. They have a really good quarterback. They have really good playmakers on offense. Buda Baker was a really good defender. Like, the Saints ran the ball against that front. That's a good defensive front. So, no, I think that's, if they had gone into that game and lost it, if you remember the Thursday night game a few years back, like, mm-hmm. that was a one-score game. Technically, I think it was 42-34, but they lost that game in the first half. They threw three interceptions. That was a keep doing what you're doing game. Like, this wasn't that. This was a game they stayed in touch the entire time. They were competitive. It didn't look like there was the huge talent disparity that I've been being told there will be in every Saints game this year.
Wait, the what now?
I mean,
the talent disparity, you said?
Yeah, I think if you ask people outside of this, the purview of the Saints, they would say, man, the Saints just don't have the talent. Like, mm-hmm. there's this massive disparity between them and the playoff teams, and I don't think you saw that on Sunday. So I kind of look at that as, you know, a statement that they're going to play competitive games. Are they going to win them? That's a question. I don't know if this team knows how to win yet, and that because I believe winning is a learned skill. And that's going to be the question, is can they pull out some of these close games?
But even with all of that, that pass from Spencer Rattler was right where it had to be to Juwan Johnson, and it took a hell of a play by two Cardinals to break it up. So I don't know that you can really blame anybody there, you?
Yeah, I mean, they're close margins, right? Like, you make a play, they make a play. You know, if Buda Baker doesn't kind of get his shoulder on Juwan, he kind of came flying in. It was an incredible play by him. I think he comes down with that ball. So those are just the margins. And that's why when you have a game with 13 penalties and it comes down to that, when you have a game with a missed 37-yard field goal and it comes down to that, it's like, okay, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot one too many times. And those are the things that you kind of keep you up at night, but they're mm-hmm. also the things you can fix.
Right. The low hanging fruit.
If there were things you couldn't fix.
Exactly. So tell me what happens at safety now.
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll find out, you know, more this week. You have a few options. I think you're going to be hesitant to throw Jonas Sanker in there. He's a rookie. I just don't want to put him in to a big role too soon and have it just derail all the confidence he's been building. I think it's going to come down to probably Jordan Howden or Terrell Burgess, who's probably the more likely option. It's strange because he's on the practice squad, mm-hmm. but he's on the practice squad because some of the other players, you know, were going to be a bitter asset on special teams and you wanted to keep them around. They're on rookie contracts. I actually think when all is said and done, you know, Brandon Staley has a lot of familiarity with Terrell Burgess. He drafted him back in 2020 to the Rams when Brandon was the defensive coordinator with the Rams. It's why you brought him in this year. So I think he's probably going to be a guy that gets signed to the active roster, or if nothing else, elevated. And, you know, that would be my guess right now, would be Terrell Burgess gets called up.
I know Spencer Rattler had a quarterback rating of 70.4, but do you know how he graded with the Saints, or do they release it?
Yeah, I mean, that they're going to keep that in-house. I think my take on it is, you know, he didn't do anything spectacular, mm-hmm. but you weren't asking him to do anything spectacular. You had a very specific plan going in, and I think he executed that plan about as well as you could hope. You know, there's some throws you'd want back. He got rescued by a penalty on probably his worst decision of the day and the interception that, you know, the Cardinals didn't get because they had a penalty away from that play. But no, I think the way he played, I would imagine you're the offensive coaches and you see how he's kind of processing through the game. And I think what you want to see the coaching staff do, or at least what I want to see the coaching staff do, is start to, you know, pull the reins off a little bit, like let him open up a little bit more than what you saw in that game, because it was a very conservative approach in that game. All you have to do is look at the end of the first half and how they just did not. They were not aggressive at all in terms of saving time on the clock to let him run a 2-minute scenario, which I disagree with. And I'd hope that as you go forward, kind of watching how he performed, you can kind of ease up and allow him to open up his game a little bit. That's my hope, because I think he did play pretty well in that game. He dropped back 47 times in that game.
Yeah.
He did not throw an interception, or at least not one that counted, and he was only sacked one time, and I think that's going to give you a lot of confidence.
Let me take a quick break. We'll talk about the 49ers as we come back. 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic, WWL. All right, 8:58, had a false start. I'm so anxious to get back to Jeff Nowak. So Brock Purdy, maybe. What about the tight end?
Yeah, sounds like George Kittle's going to be out, so that's going to be, you know, if the 49ers are banged up, and when you talk about, hey, you know, you sometimes you get lucky time, that's an advantage for the Saints. They're dealing with injuries themselves. But, yeah, anytime you're looking at Mac Jones maybe starting a game, you're going to have to prepare for him. You know, the 49ers always seem to have some depth tight end, so you're still going to have to work in that part of the game. But, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a you know, helpful thing for the Saints.
Saints have done pretty well against Mac Jones in the past, huh?
Yeah, last time they faced him, they shut him out in New England. I was there for that game.
mm-hmm.
So, no, they're going to feel good if they have that matchup, but you're still going to have to prepare for Brock Purdy. I'm sure this is going to be one of those things. They'll take it all questionable. So they're going to have to prep for multiple quarterbacks.
What was the feeling you got on the sideline Sunday with the team and after the game and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of what we talked about, like there's belief there that you know, that this team is a lot better than people are giving them credit for. And, you know, the mistakes really kind of Eric McCoy was really upset about the mistakes. Like the veterans have to kind of lean on the young players and make sure they get this stuff right. Mm. But no, there's belief there that they're going to win games this year. It's the belief inside that building is a lot different than the mood outside the building.
Carolina is not looking too good with Bryce Young, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no question, no question.
Yeah, all right, man. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and contributor. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to John Sillers, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. Rubber Duck Derby's just a few weeks. We'll get the details on that big fundraiser for them. Then we're going to talk to Dr. Judy Ho. We're concerned with mental health here. We do it every other Tuesday. She's a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We'll talk about estranged relationships between adult kids and parents and ways to handle it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.